So for the last 2 weeks, we have been listening to this Gospel of Mark and Jesus talking about this thing we refer to as the Markan secret. This Markan secret is something that occurs from time to time in the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus is telling people not to tell anybody about what he is saying. And in particular, he's speaking about his impending suffering and death. And if we notice, in the gospel, the people closest to him have a profound reaction to that. It's unsettling. It makes them quiet. It makes them question. It makes them challenge Jesus himself, as Peter did in last week's gospel. I think it's kind of amazing that these readings are so relevant to us today. We have been suffering through this scandalous period, again, reopening a wound that has been going on for the last 70 years. And each time we sort of look on the horizon with hope that perhaps it may be settled, the wound is opened again. If we look around us today, even here in this church, we can see a diminishment in the numbers. And so, like in the gospel, where Jesus is talking about his eventual suffering and death, people were pulled away from that. It frightened people. If you recall several weeks ago, when Jesus said, "You have to eat my body and drink my blood," it was hard for people to hear that. And they turned away. And today, in the midst of this scandalous church mismanagement, people are walking away. But you're here. And we all have to ask ourselves, why are we here? This past Wednesday, we had a forum here in the parish hall. There were about 50 or so people. And we began the discussion by showing a video. The title of the video was, or is, "Why Am I Still Catholic?" And I think that's a question that each and every one of us has to ask ourselves. Because if we can't answer that question, it makes it so much easier for us to walk away. Walking away from mismanagement is a good thing, but walking away from Christ is deadly. And so when we ask ourselves, "Why am I Catholic?" the only answer is right here. The only answer is here on this altar. The only answer is to accept the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us. To accept the reality that he did suffer and die, but that he rose again. But he also invited us to take up our own crosses. And right now, all of us share the burden of this cross, of this scandalous church. Watching that video, a young woman talked about coming to the church and the feeling of lightness that she got in the Eucharist. My dear friend of 37 years, Father Mark, was my sponsor at my ordination. And when he handed me my vestments, he said, "Joe, take on a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light." He wasn't lying to me. He was assuring me that we have to pay attention to this Eucharist Because this is everything about who we are as Catholic Christians. It is not about the mistakes that men have made over the last 100 years or 2,000 years. It's not about mismanagement. It's about us. It's about you and me, the people of God. The reason Jesus Christ took himself and threw himself down on that cross so that we could have life eternal. I feel helpless, but I don't feel hopeless. And my friends, I'm so afraid for the people who have stepped away from here. Because in some respects, I feel responsible for their hopelessness. That's not fair to them. We as the people of God have to do something. But we have to begin by asking ourselves, why am I still Catholic? Let us continue to pray for all of those who suffer at the hands of our church, our church leadership. Even that, I hate saying our church, because our church is us. And we have to remind ourselves of that. We have to remind ourselves of our priesthood in baptism. We have to remind ourselves of our call to justice and to fairness and to peace. But most importantly, to the truth of who Jesus Christ is. And so we have to serve as witnesses to those who found this particular scandal hard and have walked away. We have to be courageous enough to invite them back to an experience of Jesus Christ, not an experience of a mismanaged hierarchy. So, my friends, this morning, as we orient ourselves to this Eucharist, to the real reason why we're here, let us pray for courage for ourselves and for healing for those who have found this period in their life a difficult one. Let us assist them in bringing them to the foot of our cross. Let us give them hope by showing them love, the same kind of love that Christ has for each and every one of us.